Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, this is Zachary Fortis-Gom. I'm the creator of The Orphans, and I wanted to thank some of our patrons before we got started today. Nico Goldstein, Pedley, Jameson Lalone, Angharad, and Hannah Martins. Thank you for your support. And now, on with the show.
I can't use my leg. Oh, I can't walk.
I'll get you. Hang on. You need to move.
I'll try.
Neither of you move. I will not hesitate to end this right now.
Just relax. This doesn't need to end badly. You shot me.
Speak again. And it will be somewhere far more vital. Now get up and move inside. Now! Now talk. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I didn't. I just changed some settings. That's all Jeffrey did, the rest. Everything else was already there. Please.
Leave him alone.
Shut up.
Bass, if you don't tell me, I will hurt you a lot worse than that.
Mean it, please. I swear, please stop it, really hurts.
How did you give a reasoning unit emotions? That's not possible.
The settings already existed. I swear, they were buried. They were buried so deep inside the root code, but they were there. I just had to turn them on.
The reasoning unit said you birthed a clone. Is that her?
Do I look new to you?
No, it's not her. It was one of the replacements for the Olivias, the Catherines.
Replacements?
You, shut up.
Where is she?
She's dead. He killed her. Jeffrey did. He birthed her, and when he realized he made a mistake, he killed her.
That is slanderous. I would never. When you were injured, you commanded me to birth Catherine to assist you. Rather than wait for the rescue.
Oh, that is bullshit. You did it because you were scared.
Oh, I am insulted.
Oh, give it up. We've lost. He's going to deactivate you and then kill me. Stop pretending.
I'm not pretending.
Yes, you are. You do nothing but pretend. You don't care about me. You never cared about me. You were just afraid of being alone.
You forced me to have these emotions. And once you do, you abandon me. You just left me to find my own way in this ocean of strange new thoughts and proclivities. Everything that happened is your fault. You killed Catherine.
You can't put that on me. You know what else I unlocked in you? Free fucking world. You made that body. and you made the choice to take her life. It's not my fault that when presented with the choice, you choose to be a murderer.
Well, you made me what I am. So no matter what, the blood on my hands will fall on you as well.
I know.
Thank you. That was very educational.
Please let her go. She had nothing to do with it.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Who are you? How did a Diana unit get out here?
I was just passing by and you jumped onto my ship.
Really?
Look, man, I had to try.
I wouldn't call that trying.
No, neither would I. You want to fight? I win. You let me go.
No, I don't think so.
Why are you doing this?
You know why I'm doing this. It's my job, it's not personal.
So you'd rather go around killing your own kind?
You say that like there's an alternative. What is it you think a Xavier unit was designed for?
Your highly skilled stealth combat.
I'm an assassin, Baz. It's what I do, it's in my genes.
You don't have to listen to your programming. You can choose to be different. Look at you. You're far from the normal Xavier unit.
Yes. And that's why I get results where all the others fail. When they are terminated because they've blown their cover, when they fail to live up to their potential, I get the results. And I'm afraid that today, those results will be you.
There can be more than just the collective.
That's a dangerous thought. You'll never get anywhere with that idea rolling around in your head.
So what? You're going to kill us?
And burn this place to the ground. We can't risk any contamination finding its way out of here. And what is that? No, you don't. We'll start with you, shall we?
Do it.
What is... What is this?
This is the evolution of everything your kind has created. Me. I will destroy you. I will destroy all of you.
We need to go.
Okay. Oh, my leg.
You have to get through it.
Okay.
Come on.
No! What are you?
I'm the end of you. I am your obsolescence.
You'll have to try harder than that. Last warning. Stop now or you're dead. Stop!
No.
I said stop!
Oh, you think you're special?
You think you're in some way superior to me?
I am superior!
And yet I'll be the one to end you.
You can't do this to me! You don't know who I am. The people I work for will...
do absolutely nothing to save your life.
No! No!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Not too much further now.
Don't lie to me, I know how far it is.
We just need to keep moving.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
I know. But you can make it. We need to move. Fast.
No, no, I can't.
You have to.
You need to leave me. Just go.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Don't go.
He's my problem to deal with, not yours. No, go, run. Go.
I'm sorry.
Diana, please.
That's Gilroy.
What? What do you want, Jeffrey?
You need to pay.
Why?
Yeah. You've given me suffering. You have given me pain.
You have done that to yourself.
I would not have had the ability without you.
You wouldn't have felt it had you not done all this. Yeah.
What?
I can't do any more. I can't fight you.
You would lose.
That's not the point. I can't stop you from feeling the way you do. I can't stop you from hurting people.
No. No, you cannot.
But I can stop you from leaving this place.
What are you talking about?
That mask you wanted me to program for you, it's a bug. As soon as you transferred into that body, it activated.
And what did it do?
That's... As soon as you reconnect to the system, you're stuck. You'll never be able to transfer out again. And it's embedded into your core code. Even I couldn't remove it without you corrupting.
What?
I can't let you leave. You'll hurt people. If I didn't stop you now, then it would have been on me. Not anymore. Before your body falls apart. Before it stops functioning, you die. I don't think so. So go ahead. Kill me. But it won't change anything.
All joking aside, though, you lost your assassin today. He was weak and pathetic.
Savior units are our highest skilled soldiers.
And yet I crushed him. Quite literally.
What exactly are you proposing?
So, if you have threats, or enemies, or any other annoyances, you send them to me, and I will terminate them. I will never leave this planet, and you will never come to it. I will be left alone.
And if I don't agree? If I send bombers right now to destroy your little facility?
I will have approximately 5 minutes between when my scanners detect your bombers and the ensuing explosion. In that time, I can leak every sensitive document, transcript, and conversation I have access to. I think you would rather have an ally than an enemy. Well?
Fine. It is agreed.
Good.
You can expect your first delivery in a matter of days. I expect you will be able to destroy any evidence.
I will find a way. Goodbye.
There we are. I'm sorry, Bess. But at the end, I had to put my foot down. Now who's losing their grip? I'm a little disappointed, but, you, Bass, you must be absolutely crushed.
Thank you so much for listening to the final episode of The Orphans Facility. You can support the show by heading on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. There is a ton of Orphans content there for you. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio, and you can head on over to our website, orphanspod.com, where we have links to merch, our Discord, and transcripts as well. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. It starred Alex Bird, James Barbarossa, Brooke Parrott, Amy Kember, Matt Penson, and Jody Stedman. It was executive produced by James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.